Love is born out in a million little deeds every day. Love is not some sort of abstract concept or some sort of faraway thing or some sort of vague notion. Love, as St. James is telling us in the first reading today in his epistle, is like faith. Show me faith without works. Well, you can't. Show me love without works. You can't. Love has to be incarnate. It has to take flesh in the very actions that we decide to do. We know this, especially married couples know this. There's a million little ways every single day that you could show love to your spouse, little tiny things. And there's a million little ways that you can antagonize your spouse every day. Jesus also talks about how if we wish to follow him, we must deny ourselves. Love ultimately is a choice, and sometimes that choice comes in the face of the fact that we have to deny ourselves and, unfortunately, take up the cross. But he says we have to take up the cross and follow him. In his act of love, we can see it played out in our church, right? You see 14 stations. It wasn't just one big act of love. There's 14 moments that we highlight. And of course, for every moment that we highlight, there's 100 that we don't. That love is a choice made over and over and over and over and over again, and then some. Jesus didn't just say, I love you, boom, it's over. No, it's a concrete choice made over again in every single moment of every single day for us. Now, we sometimes falter, we sometimes fall, we sometimes fail to love. But that opportunity to love comes over and over again in our daily lives. That's when we show that we love our neighbor. That's when we show that we love God, in those ordinary little events that happen every day. And of course, the crosses will come in our life. We're going to have a cross. And so when we receive that cross, we have an option. Do we just let it crush us and wallow in self-pity that we're under its weight, we can do nothing? Or do we do the other option, where we walk with Jesus, we let him carry our cross to Golgotha, where we die to ourselves, where we die with him in order that we rise again? If we stay under the weight of the cross in self-pity, we can't go to the resurrection. But if we go through Jesus, yes, we die to ourselves, but we go through Golgotha to the resurrection, where the meaning of the suffering, where the meaning of the love is now shown, that the glory of the suffering that we endured is manifest for all to see. But we have to walk with him. We have to walk with him when we fall. We have to walk with him when he's scourged, when we're scourged, when we're crowned with thorns. Those are the moments that manifest our love, not just vague notions, not words, but the daily little actions. And so let us remember that in our crosses, we are not alone. If we choose to walk the way of the cross with Christ, so that through Golgotha, we might rise with him to new life forever.